This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country.
Not allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities.
Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear the loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired around Lafayette Park, where riot police holding shields aloft pulled back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought in to clear the area. The movement by law enforcement came less than a half an hour before a 7 p.m. curfew went in effect for Washington. The action cleared the way, but not the smell of the tear gas around St. John's Church, a block north of the White House, to which Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. Former Vice President Joe Biden is President Trump's likely opponent in November's presidential election.
When peaceful protesters dispersed in order for a president from the doorstep of the people's house, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C., we can be forgiven for believing the president's more interested in power than in principle.
The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday evening when a small fire was set in its basement. This is VOA News. A Minneapolis medical examiner has classified George Floyd's death as a homicide, saying his heart stopped as police restrained him and compressed his neck. The medical examiner's report also lists heart disease and hypertension as other significant conditions, along with fentanyl intoxication and recent methamphetamine use. A widely seen video that shows Floyd struggling with a police officer holding his knee on his neck is what has sparked protests nationwide. International Soccer Federation, FIFA, has urged soccer competition organizers to apply common sense and consider not sanctioning players who express support for George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. In a statement to the Associated Press news agency, FIFA said it fully understands the depth of sentiment and concerns expressed by many footballers in light of the tragic circumstances of the George Floyd case. The statement came after displays by players in weekend games in Germany. England winger Jadon Sancho received a yellow card offense while playing on Sunday for removing his jersey to reveal a t-shirt with a Justice for George Floyd message. The emergencies chief of the World Health Organization says Central and South America are witnessing the most intense transmission of the coronavirus, but it's difficult to predict when the pandemic might peak there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Michael Ryan says 5 of the 10 countries recording the most new cases are in the Americas, the US, Brazil, Peru, Chile and Mexico. He says hospitals are starting to strain under the pressure. Ryan says that the WHO is particularly concerned about places like Haiti because of the inherent weaknesses in their health systems. He's clarified the outbreaks in South Asia and Africa, although difficult, are now stable. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More than 375,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 have been recorded globally, more than 105,000 in the U.S. alone. The number of worldwide infections is well above 6.2 million and above 1.8 million in the U.S. The Florida Keys welcome visitors for the first time in 2 months. Resort owner Mike Shipley.
We've been waiting for this for 10 weeks, and so we're excited about having guests come back to our place. We're excited about having guests come back to the Florida Keys. Obviously, the Keys are very unique area that people could still be isolated in.
The Keys have been closed, like much of America, to visitors since late March because of the new coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.